Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Owen Barwell, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. Also joining us in our studios from IBM is Dennis Kayser. Owen, I talk with many of my guests around the topic of collaboration. What kinds of partnerships are you developing now to improve operations or outcomes at Energy, and how may these partnerships change over time?
I think I'll answer this question by looking at what we're doing externally as well as what we're doing internally. As I've already mentioned, I'm a relatively new recruit into the Department of Energy, but I think it's important for our office to be playing a role within the U.S. government at that level. So we are very active in the CFO Council. Myself and my boss, the CFO, Steve Isaacowitz, I think play a pretty strong role within the CFO Council. Steve chairs the Human Capital Task Force as part of that council, for example. So we're trying to get more and more exposure of our office across the U.S. government. I'm also interested in making sure we are linked into the private sector as well. You asked about how the private sector can play a role in partnering with the public sector and, again, tapping into innovation and new ideas, different ways of working in the private sector is an important piece of that. And I've been encouraging the Corporate Executive Board to take some of their knowledge, their learning, their experience of the CFO roundtable that they run and of being able to apply that to the public sector also. So we're trying to get a little more exposure, a little more visibility outside of the department itself and play a role at the U.S. government level, both the established organizations like the CFO Council, but also trying to establish partnerships with other organizations like the Corporate Executive Board. Within our organization, we have we've done a few things to promote collaboration. For the first time in 5 or 6 years, in May this year, we ran our own CFO conference. We had 150 people from around the country descend on Denver, where we spent 2 or 3 days understanding what was going on in the CFO organization as a whole. In fact, it was successful on a few fronts. Firstly, we were able for the first time to share knowledge and experience across that community. Secondly, I heard a number of people actually appreciate getting to meet people for the first time face-to-face, having spent several years emailing or talking to each other on the phone. It's a really big win for the community to get people introduced to each other. And finally, at conferences like this, I'm usually one of the last out of the bar in the evening. And when I was leaving to go to bed, there were still plenty of people in the bar. So I think it helped us a good deal to get together as a community and get to know each other professionally and socially too. I talked about the portal that I'm sponsoring and investing in, making sure we're using latest technology to promote collaboration across the department. And we're also focusing on communications too. Very simple things like a monthly newsletter, which we publish to all of our financial management professionals across the department. So I think we're doing a lot in the collaboration space, whether externally with new organizations, established organizations, but also internally too, and really focusing on collaborating as a community across the department.
Owen, you mentioned the Chief Financial Officers Council, but I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about that. Specifically, can you tell us about the Financial Systems Physio Oversight Transformation Team, which I understand you lead for the council?
Indeed, I do. And perhaps I don't know whether being the newest deputy CFO in that community, it's that person that gets tasked and labored with chairing the transformation team. It's a role that I was actually very flattered to be asked to get involved with, and very, very happy to do so and try and shape the agenda of the financial management line of business too. Very simply, I think there has been some history with the financial management line of business, and I think we're at a point where we are thinking about the future of this line of business. I think we all believe in standardization of financial management across the government. We should consolidate operations wherever possible, where we can either reduce cost, improve service, or both, optimize our investments in the systems and the new ways of working that we've adopted. What I'm trying to do in that group is introduce the concept of a calculated choice. I think rather than go for a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all solution for financial management in the government, we've really got, as departments and agencies, to think about how do we actually adopt the principles of standardization, consolidation, and optimization, and do that in a way that it makes sense for the individual department or agency. And we're working through that. I think what you'll see from that community in the next 12 months or so is defining our financial management business processes, our data requirements and structures, and working with the software vendors to make sure that we get those requirements in a standard configuration for software that will be developed by them and come and be implemented by us in the very near future.
Owen, I'd like to transition now to the future. Can you give us a sense of some of the key issues and trends that will affect CFOs government-wide over the next few years?
Absolutely. Number one is human capital. I talked about our workforce profile, and I think we can make the assumption safely that that profile is similar across other departments and agencies too. So when you're faced with the retirement wave that is coming our way, in fact, there are some examples of in some areas that it's already upon us, certainly at the department, this is going to be the number one issue that we're going to have to focus our time and attention on. The way we solve it is through effective recruitment, being able to attract talent and hire it, talent in an efficient manner, but also leveraging the investment that we made in our business systems. Our iManage program, for example, I see as an enabler to, in part, help us do more with less. And that will plug some of the human capital gap that will be coming our way.
So as you sort of reflect on some of these challenges, how do you envision your office will need to evolve over the next couple of years?
Again, Al, I think it's human capital. If we are to continue our evolution, our evolving footprint, if we really do want to play the role of helping and enabling the important decisions that are made in the department, we are going to have the right skills, the right people, the right competencies in place to enable that to happen. I think we've done a lot in terms of business systems, in terms of business processes, but I think the next emphasis is really going to be on our organization, our people, and making sure we have the right talent in the right places to achieve that footprint. It's not going to happen overnight, absolutely not, but I think if we take advantage of the retirement wave, I think we can shape our organization to really fit that evolving footprint in the future.
It's interesting, given all the technologies that we have, that at the end of the day, it really is still a people business.
Absolutely.
So, Owen, given your recent transition back to the federal government, what advice might you give to a person who's out there considering a career in public service, perhaps with a focus on financial management?
That's a great question, Al, and I don't want to repeat the fact of what the offer that I was made at NASA, which was actually less money, longer hours, and I had to wear a suit pretty much most of the time. But I will say that working in public service, working for the federal government, does actually provide some very, very unique opportunities. We do things that the private sector cannot. I enjoy, I believe, a level of personal responsibility that I would not be able to achieve in the private sector either. It is an environment, too, that is not driven by the bottom line. It's a clear distinction between the public sector and the private sector. And as a result, it's a very different work environment. And I've worked in both the public sector and private sector, and it's actually quite refreshing not to be driven by the bottom line from time to time. I'm a recent U.S. citizen. For me, it's a chance to give back to the country. I encourage everyone that really is thinking about a career in public service to pursue it. I think what we are not going to see these days are folks that are coming into federal service, public service, and build a career that lasts 30-plus years. I think what we will see is that the next generation of federal employees will be in here for 3 to 5 years, maybe 10 years, with experience on both the public and private sector. So I'd encourage people to take a look at it. I think, again, there are some unique opportunities to pursue. You get a lot of responsibility early, and it's a different environment to work in when you're not driven by the bottom line. And most importantly, it's a way to give back and contribute to the country. It really is a treat to be able to serve in this role.
That's great. Thank you. Owen, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time now. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Dennis and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across your roles at NASA and now the Department of Energy.
Thanks, Al. And it's been my pleasure to sit and talk to both yourself and Dennis. If I might, a quick plug. As you can imagine, my conversation here on Human Capital, that we are hiring. So anyone that is interested in joining the department, please feel free to contact me at owen.barwell@hq.doe.gov. A lot of the work that I've talked about here, I can take very, very little credit for, and really do have to apply the credit to the team that has made all that has been made possible today. They really are a good bunch of people, and it's a pleasure to be able to work with them. And finally, if you want to learn more about the Department of Energy, please feel free to visit our website at www.energy.gov.
Great, thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Owen Barwell, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. My co-host has been Dennis Kayser, partner in IBM's Federal Civilian Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.